That was how she taught us Spanish.
Well, that's good. The football and the tennis, and I don't know what the last one was.
What do you like? Do you like to play soccer? No.
Oh, football. I was thinking football. We were in the South, so I was like,
right. Do you like to play tennis? No, no, I don't like. What do you like to do then? I like to eat.
Oh.
Magusta Comeyer.
Magusta Comeyer. Okay, I love that with the guys. You guys are ready to go to Spain, man. You are ready to go.
I am telling you.
We like to eat.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 142, where we deal with things like burning lips. Oh, now it's a fine. Whew, that was a little rough. How are you? You look cute today.
Thanks.
Were you in the pool or were you just?
No, I've had a busy day.
Okay.
So, and I can't get in the pool today because I'm on day three of the pellet insertion.
Oh, okay.
And so I have to wait 3 days.
Oh.
But I know I can't sit in a body of water for 3 days.
Oh, so. I don't like that. Okay.
Well, it's about to get worse because I'm about to have a procedure.
What? Tell us.
I'm having a facelift.
Not really. I'm like, you are not. You lie to me.
But it kind of is.
What are you doing?
So this is it's called Neogen. And I'm actually doing it because I have little places that are like precancerous skin cancer things.
Okay.
And so what this does, but it does act like a facelift. It is not surgery. It is not anything like that. But it goes in. I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's like an electrical thing or whatever, and it goes in and it stimulates the collagen, layer of collagen underneath your skin and gets it. And so it will get rid of my little cancer cells.
Oh, that's amazing.
Which is why I'm doing it, because you know, care less. But it also will like create the elastin and all of that. And so my face is going to get tighter.
Oh my gosh. You're going to be like,
I don't know. But
hello.
If I come out looking like
Ashley Judd or Naomi, we gotta.
It works over time. So, like,
right. Cause it just stimulates the production of the collagen and stuff. Okay. Okay.
So, like, you won't notice a difference when you get here for the 4th of July.
Oh, well, I'm sad about that.
But you might at Thanksgiving.
Okay. So, okay.
I don't know. I'm doing it to get rid of the skin cells. But, you know, I had several years ago, I'm allergic. I have very sensitive skin, and I was allergic to some eye makeup. And by the time I ever figured out what was going on, my eyelids were just chapped.
Yeah, just dried and
very, very puffy. Well, eventually the chapped went away, but it left these bags on my eyes, the skin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, and then as I've aged even more, you know, that skin has just
gravity. Changed. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So evidently she says that it's going to fix that.
Well, that, you know what? It's not very often that we do something for an actual health importance, like getting rid of pre-cancer, and it has the added benefit.
So, but evidently this is going to be a tedious process for I have to be very hydrated. So I'm like sucking down water.
Okay.
Like crazy today. And, then I had to go to Walmart and I was I thought, okay, I've got time. I got there and I got through and I mean, it was about time to check out. I thought, I've got to be
She said she has to pee, people, because it, yeah. So wait, you had the procedure today?
No.
I have it.
Okay. Later this week.
Okay. So you were at the Walmart and you had been drinking and you needed.
But I've been drinking a lot of water. I had my consultation today and, you know, and so she's telling me, and I really was not going to do it this early. I had planned on putting it off to like fall break because it is a 10-day process of you peeling like a snake.
Oh, yeah. I've heard, I mean, I know of other, maybe it's the same procedure, but where
cool peels that will do that and stuff too.
Well, there's even other treatments,
right?
That it'll, I don't know, very fancy skin people.
So this is a 10-day process.
Wow. So when we're together, you're just going to be like shedding like a snake.
No. I will be done with it by the time you're here. Maybe I may be on my last 2 days.
Oh, I'm excited.
It will be done. It should be.
Okay. I wanted to peel your face.
They say, they said day three and day five, or day between day three and day five are the worst.
So you have to stay out of the sun. You can't do any sun on your face. Yeah.
I can't exercise. I can't sweat. I can't. Yeah. I'm going to be.
Honey, why are you doing it this time of year?
Well, because I had planned on like waiting until fall break.
Right.
They gave me a really good deal.
Okay.
And so it's a pretty expensive procedure.
You know why they gave you a good deal? Because nobody would do this time of year where you can't get in the water, you can't sweat.
Sun, you can't sweat.
You can't get in the sun. Yeah. Wait a minute.
No. They're very good to me.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Well,
I know, but it's called Neogen Plasma.
Neogen Plasma. Okay.
And it's a newly kind of thing. I don't know.
I love that they came up with something that gets rid of those pre-cancer. I mean, that's really a pretty big deal.
So, and of course, and I'm doing it at Flourish, you know, y'all heard me talk about Flourish and all of that. But it gets down there and heals the cells. And
that's amazing.
That. Yeah.
That is amazing. I love that. Well, yay. Well, we look forward to a full,
Should I take a day by day picture?
Yeah, actually, I was just going to tell you, I'm going to need pictures for sure.
Shedding skin.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need that.
I will puff up. There could be bruising. There could be.
Oh, my Lord.
I know. I'm like, run. I'm just give me a pill and put me in bed. I don't know.
I know. Well, you're just going to have to binge. I mean, you got to stay inside. Yeah. You got to just binge some TV. You got to have some hobbies, something to do. I mean, we got to keep you entertained over this next 10 days. Oh, right. My Lord.
Right.
Well, that's very exciting. I haven't had anything as exciting as that. I mean, I'm going to state the obvious. It's a hot hotness here. It's hot as the hotness of the hot.
Meteorologists say.
Oh, yeah.
A humidity
bomb.
It's a tornado of humidity.
Yeah, it's a heat cyclone.
Tsunami. It's a tsunami.
It's a heat tsunami. That's exactly right, guys. That is. We are now your meteorologists.
My gosh.
I mean, it is a heat tsunami is happening. And that's not a bad description because the humidity is a little bit, maybe a little better today, but yeah. The other day, it was rough.
And we've been talking about the meteorologists for the last several weeks
being
over dramatic. And I swear to you, I heard it again about this heat wave.
We're all going to die.
It is going to reach the 90s. And I just started laughing. I was like, I mean, they act like this is something new. And I'm like, welcome to summer in the South, guys.
Guess what? It's St. Louis again. And you know where the hottest, let me tell you where the hottest place in the whole wide world was on Sunday, yesterday. It was in the Walmart parking lot in Fenton, Missouri, is where it was. In case you were wondering, it wasn't Death Valley or wherever. It was at the Walmart in Fenton, in the parking lot. With my mother-in-law and my husband trying to get into the store. And then we came out, and again, the humidity was actually down a little bit, but it's very windy. And so the wind was blowing, but it was real temp 96, real temp. On the black asphalt, and then the wind, and it literally felt like there was just a blow dryer, like someone was putting a blow dryer on us. And Tim was not. He was like, get to the car, Mom, get hurry. And I'm like, your man, she's just putzing along. And I'm like,
your car, she's trying.
I'm like, and then she couldn't get in the car because her seat, it was in the bright sun. So her seat was burning. And so everything she touches, that burned. And I'm like, don't touch the seat. I said, just sit your bottom down and it'll burn. No, you've got pants on. It was a whole scene. It was a whole situation. But we got her stuff. We got her wine and her potato chips and her Coca-Cola. So we did just fine. But I thought Tim was going to have it come apart.
Out her hot pants.
Oh, she has hot pants. That's a good one. Get your hot pants in that car. It is hard because you can't touch any, you know, and so she needs a little balance, you know. Right. So I held her hand, you know, I'm like, just hang on to me. And was a little rough, but we did it.
Bless her. Well, we had, so one of Caleb's good friends growing up got married Saturday.
Oh.
And Saturday here was absolutely miserable. It was hot and humid. I think that her wedding was not until 6.
Was it outside?
Well, the wedding was in the church.
Okay.
Reception was out at the farmer's market. So y'all, when I'm talking about the farmer's market, let me explain it. It's a downtown and it's newly developed. It's like a giant outdoor patio.
Yeah, it's a pavilion. It's covered with a big roof.
Yeah, big roof.
And brick and cement.
White lights.
Yeah, it's cute.
Through.
That's a cute spot for a reception. Yeah. That's cute.
Yeah, really cute. Mm-hmm. And, but we got there and her mother grabbed me. I mean, we've been good friends. This is, you know, they've come to Shank Fest for all these years and all that. So her mother grabbed me by both the arms, panicked, and looked at me. She said, Joni, I need you. I said, okay, whatever. What do you need? The caterers passed out.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord. They were out.
They were out.
So here's the deal. Here's what they had. And it was great. They had, this is not who I'm talking about, but they had a restaurant show up with a brick oven and fire grilled pizzas. They were fantastic. I'm telling you.
I know, but guys,
that wasn't the problem.
It's June in the South outside.
Look, we weren't worried about them. They were doing their thing.
We don't need an oven.
Caterers that, well, it was far enough away.
It doesn't matter. I don't want it.
So, it was fantastic. It was a great idea.
Okay, good.
But the caterer that she's talking about, I mean, was doing the drinks and the, you know, just had the, they had bruschetta and the little, just different little finger foods there along with the pizza and, you know, the cake, all this was all going on.
Okay.
And, but they had been there, they'd been setting up. They'd been doing, and they just went down.
She locked her knees. They locked her and just, she was dehydrated.
I got it. You go be with your family. I got it.
I'm so sorry.
I'm back there. I'm doing drinks and all this. And the groom's stepfather is back there with me. And I was like, Wesley, go. I got this. And he said, no, I'm good. I said, Wesley, go be with your family. I know. And I grew up with him too. And I said, I know how to mix drinks. And he just stopped what he was doing. He looked at me and he said, this I know.
I thought he was be like,
anyway, so it was, and it wasn't like mixed drinks. We were just doing lemonade and teas and stuff.
Okay, I was going to say, I would be very surprised if they slung you up behind that bar.
No, had the DJ and all that, but I'm telling you, it was everybody there. I mean, all the groups, everybody was just, their shirts were just
sweat through. Yes.
So it was great.
Oh, but, my goodness.
Yeah, nothing like the going to the reception and the mother of the bride grabbing you going,
I need help. And you know that look on their face. You just, and you don't have any idea what it's going to be, but you're like, I'm in. I'm your girl. Yeah. What are we doing?
Right. DJ's there. They were dancing. You know, it was great fun.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And all of a sudden, this cup falls off the table like a Yeti kind of thing. And it comes up. And it's right where they're all dancing too. And it comes out, it's just foam all over the ground. And I looked at Wesley, was still there. And I said, I don't believe that's lemonade.
I don't think that that's tea or lemonade.
I went and got, I found a towel and I was soaking up the beer. It turned out to be beer. I was soaking it up because they're all like dancing in it and all this stuff.
Oh gosh. And now it smells like hot beer and sticky. And you know, all their shoes were probably all, oh good Lord.
So I'm soaking it all up.
It's a time.
And then I get a text from the bride's mother today. And she said, every time I walked in my laundry room, because she had all the tablecloths and everything. I mean, she's been washing, you know. And she said, I just kept smelling beer. And I couldn't figure out
who's been drinking in my laundry room.
And she said, and finally I came across it. And she said, it was the towel that we soaked up the foamy lemonade.
The foamy, the special grown-up foamy lemonade. I like foamy lemonade. Oh, my goodness. That is a time, though. What a time. They'll never forget that. That's a whole situation. Oh, my gosh. I love it. Well, I was not at a wedding on Saturday. We stayed home and did outside. I finished power washing the dadgum patio umbrella, and it was the perfect thing to do that day because I was just soaking wet. The sprayer, and it's leaking. And anyway, so I knew I was just going to get wet, and it needed to be done because I'd only gotten about half done last time. Anyway, so I finished that, and I power washed the lounger chairs. But I'll tell you what, I'm not going to do next year. Is power wash a $40 umbrella.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did it. And I don't want to waste. Like, I'm not one that just wants to throw that out. And because I'm also going to put it away. I think we left it out like most of the year. We were not the best caretaker. And we've had it several years. So again, maybe next year, maybe it'll be easier. It won't be as dirty, you know, so maybe I will. But man, I tell you what, that took me forever and a day. And I'm like, Tim's like, how much was that? I'm like, it was like $40. He's like, okay, well, took you two whole Saturdays, but that's okay. That's okay. I did it. Oh, yeah. Goodness. So he did stuff and got the chainsaw going and cut up some branches. So we were outside Saturday, but like I said, since I was mostly covered in hose water, I was pretty okay. But yeah, other than that, I've been watching, I can't stop watching on YouTube these videos. It's this guy named Rocky. I wrote it down. Rocky Kanaka, and he does videos called Sitting with Dogs, where he goes into dog shelters and he goes in the kennel with a dog that looks very traumatized. You know, basically he works with like really shut down, scared, traumatized dogs in shelters. And I mean, I cannot stop. I can't stop. I know. It's almost like kind of like when you get on those rabbit holes where you watch like the video, it's not quite as tear jerking, but of the military, you know, the people coming home and their dogs seeing them or their kids and I know that'll take you out, but it's a whole, it's just there. Anyway, it's just, you start watching it and then you're in the story with the dog. Like you can't, I'm like, I got to see what happens. And he sits down in there, you know, little kennel room with them on the floor, and he, you know, looks away and just depends on, but you can see the dog, you know, just their whole demeanor. And so he kind of starts breaking off little, you know, treats off of the treat stick and putting them on the floor. I mean, he, the whole time he's talking, he's got his assistant out there and he's like, he's like assessing the dog too. He's assessing its behavior and kind of, you know, trying to figure out how old it is even. And trying to see maybe, you know, what's going on. What does it even know? Some of them don't even really know treats. Like they don't know to take a treat. You know, they just don't even have that experience. Anyway, so he just sits on the floor and talks and does his little treats. And then his assistant looks up like the info sheet from the shelter and like said, he's like, what's the story? Do we have any you know, any information on this dog? Give me the information, the story. And so they kind of go through that and where it was found or why it got, you know, returned to the shelter or whatever. So then he can kind of piece that together. And then he just tries different little moves, you know, different little patient things with the dog. And you just literally over the space of that 40-minute video, you watch this dog like come to life, like literally.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what, you know, they're so, and you know, nothing, there's nothing. And I say, you know, I know seeing people hurt is very horrible, but there's nothing like a shut down dog that's just looks hopeless. And it's 'cause they don't, again, you know, they don't understand.
Right. Yeah.
What
they just have a broken spirit.
They just are broken and they don't know what's happening. They don't know why it's happening. Maybe there's some abuse, maybe not, not always. Sometimes it's just, you know, whatever, or they've been on the street or an owner who had mental issues and they just couldn't care for him very well, you know, whatever it is. But, you know, so you just watch this dog just slowly build trust with this guy and finally take the treat from his hands. And the thing he kind of tries to get to and has in most of the videos that I've seen, he said it doesn't always happen, but is what's called the scoop, where he literally is able to scoop them up and hold them in his lap because it's just like he's always like, they need that compression feeling on them. It's very reassuring, you know, for dogs and that kind of holding and compression, or like he shows how the petting and massaging on the head, like it literally does stuff in dogs that like, and if they haven't had that and they've been in all this kind of shut down traumatic state, they don't, you know, nothing feels good and they're scared. So he kind of gets to where the scoop, and I mean, it's the cute, and they, the ones I've seen, I mean, I'm sure there's ones that if they react and they don't want it, he lets them, you know, but even a big old dog and like, they just don't resist. They just kind of let him at point, you know, further in the video, he just scoops him up. And
I feel like, you know, Shadow is the dog we have now. And Shadow just kind of wandered up to our porch at some
literally.
Point.
Yeah.
It was pitiful. I mean, pitiful.
Yeah.
And doesn't even look like the same dog that wandered up here. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that he was abused at some point. Before, because he would lay on the bed down at my feet. Mm-hmm. And if I like stretched out, if my foot touched him, he would growl. I mean, mm-hmm. like, I mean, not, he was not aggressive toward me, but he would just kind of.
Just something spooked him. Yeah.
Like that he mm-hmm. had been kicked. But even still today, I mean, we've had him for what, 8 years or so. And if I reach down to pet him on the head, he cowers. I mean, he still, after all this time, mm-hmm. cowers like I'm going to hit him or something. It's awful.
That's it. Yeah, that's interesting. It's interesting. It's just fascinating to watch the kind of psychology and the dog. And it always ends up getting better. And he's so sweet. He's always like, this is the beginning. Because his point is he wants to get him into a place where he'll rename him or name him if they don't have a name, you know, because he wants to give him a name that's going to attract people, you know, make people think good of them. You know, if you've got this shut down, scared dog with the name Killer or, you know, or no name or something like, you know, so he'll name them something kind of cute and fitting and fun and work with them and kind of start training them on their name. Anyway, it's just cute. It always ends up good. So that's why I can watch it. So.
Hang on, Ron's texting me. My air conditioning is out upstairs.
What?
I know.
You know, I'm hearing a dinging on through your computer, and I think it gets recorded. So I don't know if you can shut that off.
Okay, I'll try and see.
Yeah, in a minute, because I can't edit it out if you're talking. I can edit it out if I'm talking, but anyway, not that it's a big deal. So your air is out upstairs. Oh.
Yeah, it should be fixed before everybody gets here, but.
It's always, it always happens right when it's just.
Ron, call Nick. Tell him I have 14 people.
Tell him it's going to be really stinky and unpleasant upstairs if you don't get over here. Oh my gosh. Oh, I love it. Well, hang on. I'm checking off that I talked about that. Speaking of your skin cancer, not that this is a segue, but I was watching a video the other day with my, I've mentioned her before. She's called the Contoured Chemist, and she's on YouTube, and she does all kinds of makeup and skincare and all that. But I really, the reason I like her is, and I think she's like a Springfield girl or Neosho. She's here in Missouri. Oh, shout out. And the reason I like, she was a chemist, you know, before her background. So she really knows like more about the ingredients and all how to do stuff like that. But there was a video, she's done a couple videos lately, and I'll link to one of them. I think it did like a whole face of SPF makeup stuff. But what I kind of learned from her is like the proper way to put on, to do your SPF on your face. Now, I mean, this would probably apply to your body. It definitely would apply to your body as well. But like, it was a little bit eye-opening to me because, again, you know, we use all these products and we have all these things and we're spending all this money on serums and everything that, or even stuff that says SPF or all this, and you're not necessarily, you have to be careful because you still have to use it the proper way. And I just didn't really, like, I knew, like, reapply, you know what I mean? Like, I know that.
Zinc on your nose.
Yeah, just go out with a big old, just, you know, whatever, wear a veil. But I just didn't really think about that it's the proper way. And she's like, yeah, she's like, it's an active, like it's a drug, you know, the things in there or whatever, it's a kind of the SPF. So she, just the kind of guideline. So first of all, when stuff says like on it, first of all, there's a difference between like, you know, there's SPF products and then there's like skin tints with some SPF. And those are, and I knew this, like I knew, you know, my skin tint with SPF wasn't as strong or whatever, as effective as a regular SPF, but just to kind of know that, because you see a lot of these products that have it, and that's great as kind of an extra added, but with like real, the SPF, and they could be a tinted SPF, that's different, like a tinted SPF versus a skin tint that has SPF in it. But like when it says, you know, SPF 40 or 50 or something like that, you only get that level of protection if you are using the right amount on your face. Like, I just never thought about that. I mean, maybe I'm just stupid, but I mean, I just thought, you know, you put it on and, you know, you get a good amount, but it's like, I think she said on most of them, it's like a quarter teaspoon. Like, it's a good amount, okay, you know, to get. You can read on the package, I guess, of whatever the SPF you have, like the recommended dosage, so to speak, you know, for your face. And it's like a quarter, you know, or more teaspoon, which is kind of a lot. I mean, it's a good amount. Like when she does it on her fingers, sometimes depending on how thick the product is, like if it's a really thick product, she'll line her fingers, two fingers full of the product. And like, that's the amount. And that's a lot. And she rubs, you know, really gets it in, get it all absorbed. And then the other key is to, then it has to set, it has to dry down. So you got to wait like 10 minutes. And I just didn't, you know, I kind of know that with, like, I know that with the body stuff that like, you can't put it on and go right outside and be like, you know, but I didn't really.
It's what I always wanted to.
I know. It's like the parents that were like, you have to wait an hour after you eat, before you swim. And it's like, lies, you just don't want to get up. anyway, so I've been trying to follow that better and do that. Because again, I'm like, I am putting on sun, you know, I do. And I use a lot of right now the skin tints with the SPF in it, because that's all I want to put on in the summer. I don't want to put on any real makeup. But I kind of sometimes could get lazy and be like, oh, that's enough. I got my, and then I'll even do a misting spray that has some, and she went through all that. She's like, those are like kind of extra insurance, you know, that's a little more protection, but it's not like you're getting SPF 50 out of that setting spray anyway, because she's like, it's just not enough. You'd have to really put on a lot. It'd have to really, and I'm like, okay, so I'm trying to really do make sure I kind of follow that step of just using more of my base sunscreen, whatever, you know, I've got various different ones I kind of rotate through, but that are SPFs, some are tinted, some are not. And then get up and go get some water, go get another cup of coffee, and let that really sit for like 10 minutes before I go in with anything else. So that's your little summer tip, guys. I didn't really know. So,
but it's so tempting to go outside and put it on and then get in the pool straight away.
I know. And if you've got like a hat on and you're not, and it can sit there for a while, it'll, you know, be okay. But I didn't even realize like before you put on your other makeup and stuff, like what it has to do is kind of, it has to dry down and create this shield, this little film on your face, like a barrier. And I was like, oh.
You remember back in the 80s, and I can't remember, maybe it was just called zinc oxide.
It was.
They came out with a bunch of colors.
Yes.
Remember all the neon colors?
Yes.
In the 80s?
Yes.
I think I had every color.
I never had any of that stuff. I never put that stuff on my face. I didn't want to block the sun. I was an idiot.
Well, you were not Irish either.
True. True. This is true.
I mean, I figured if I was going to be covered up, I might as well do it.
You might as well be cute. Right. Yeah. You might as well be very hip. No, I remember guys wearing it more than, like, I don't know, like at pools or I don't know. I remember guys kind of putting it on and I was like, well, whatever. Yeah. So
my nose is fine. My forehead is the,
it's your forehead. Well, those high points, you know, for sure that'll get us. So just, you know, get on your sunscreen, guys. There's a lot of good ones, a lot of good drugstore tinted, like CeraVe and Neutrogena. There's a bunch. I actually went and bought two or three different ones from the drugstore that were tinted sunscreens. Cause I like a mineral sunscreen. Either one's fine according to, but I just prefer the mineral, one, and it won't sting your eyes or anything like that if you get too close. But, so I get those tinted, but I'm kind of trying them out, but there's a bunch of good ones just at the drugstore.
You have a favorite one?
No, not yet. No, I just kind of rotate through them. I do have one that's non-tinted. It's by Prequel. That's the brand, Prequel facial sunscreen. But it's not tinted. It's just a regular, but I do like it for when I'm wearing, you know, stuff over top that's got tints. So yeah, maybe I'll do a list of that one of these days, but there you go. That's your sunscreen corner. What else do you have going on this week besides preparing for my arrival?
That's all that I'm going to be.
And peeling your face.
Peeling like a snake, red and peely and itchy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I may not be the best. I mean, my anniversary is coming up.
Oh, I forgot. How do I forget that?
It will be Sunday. And I'm going to be looking like a snake.
And you're looking at me, and he has to tell you you're beautiful. Look how pretty you are.
29 years I've been married.
Oh, my word. Well, there's proof of the Lord's work. I kid. Oh, my goodness.
I'm in jail. I haven't killed him yet.
That's right. Yet being the operative word. So
being the operative, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, I was thinking the other day, because I'm in a coaching program. So of course you guys get all the leftover thoughts that I have. So you're welcome. You get what you pay for. It's just online. I don't have to go anywhere. Anyway, but it's just been so good for just thinking about how to think about things, as we've talked about. And one thing that was on, someone said the other day, I don't really remember, one of the topics the other day was, you know, you kind of get to, I don't know if anyone else, there's times where you just feel like you're not depressed or whatever, but you're like discontent. And like, you kind of have a longing, like you don't know what you want, but you have a longing for something. Right? More something, you know what I mean? Like, and it'll often hit, I feel like in the summer, I feel like that's a time when that can really hit. Anyway, and I don't know, it's just kind of that discontent, that longing for something and you don't know what. And like the go-to is often to think of, at least for me, and I think for other people too, it's like, I'll be like, oh, well, what new thing do I need to add to my life? Like what new, maybe I need a new job, or maybe we should move, or I need a new hobby or a new outfit or new, like, you know what I mean? We want to add something new to make us not feel, you know, it's almost like we feel like something's missing, you know, we're like, something's missing from my life. What is it? Maybe it's a new hobby or a new this or a new whatever. And sometimes it is, I mean, again, ain't nothing wrong with taking on a new interest and all that. But the question that was posed was, you know, maybe the only thing that's missing is you.
Right.
Won't that preach?
Funny that you said this, because this was in my devotion this morning and I texted it to Ron, but it's Ecclesiastes 9. And it says, go eat your bread with joy and drink your wine with a merry heart, for God has already approved what you do. Let your garments always be white. Let not oil be lacking on your head. Enjoy life with the wife you love. And then several other things. But then it says, what your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For there is no work, no thought, no knowledge or wisdom in death to which you are going. And I just said, meaning, don't be a phone zombie. One day you won't be able to work, hike, adventure, or laugh.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it is. And I'm so bad in the summer because I come out of school and I need to crash. You know, I need that downtime. But then it becomes what I do. You know, I stay there too long.
Yep.
I quit living life.
Yep.
You know, and that's, I mean, God has given us all these days to embrace and to laugh and to enjoy our bounty and enjoy what we've got, whatever that looks like for you. Yep. You know, I mean, we don't all have yachts. We don't all, can't all go to, you know, European vacations. We can't all, but you've got, you know, my best days were playing in the creek.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever it is, whatever's around you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have a lot of money. Just embrace what you've got and enjoy it.
Absolutely. And that is so becoming... I've always known that. And we understand that concept, but to really think about when we feel that way, when we feel like our life isn't, we want more and we're not even sometimes sure what that more is, or maybe we assign it to, I'd like a boat or I'd like a whatever. And there's nothing wrong with those things. But when really what may be missing is just our full presence, our full energy, our full creativity, our full joy. What's missing is that we are not bringing ourselves fully to our own lives.
Yep. Yeah.
And that was a powerful thought to me. Very powerful and very, very encouraging. Like, because, I mean, wouldn't it be great if that's what can, if we have the power with God, I'm never separated from, you know, God's blessing and guidance on us, but I'm just saying, you know, we in the sense of, you know, in that sense of are changing our attitudes and our thoughts. If I'm not bringing myself, and I get it, listen, I have many a struggles with this, and more with what you were kind of saying, just like, but this feels good just to, you know, I need to rest and I need to, you know, and I do, and you do, and there's nothing wrong with that, but you get to where it's too long, a little too much. And then when you start to feel like your life isn't what all you want it to be, and you kind of wonder why, what's going on, what's missing, but really more than likely the only thing missing is yourself. and bringing that to whatever it is that God has put in your life. I don't know. That feels really good, because then you don't, like you said, you don't have to have money to do that.
Right.
You don't have to have.
I'll give you an example of, so I love James Taylor. Mm-hmm. And y'all probably heard me talk about many things and concerts and all that. Well, he's going to be in Franklin, Tennessee. He's going to be in South Haven, Mississippi, which is around me. Mm-hmm. But I thought, you know, what I'd rather do is go build a fire in the fire pit and just listen to James Taylor.
Oh, perfect.
Outside. You know, yeah. I mean, that's going to cost me nothing.
That is available to you fully at any time.
Right.
You can create that feeling.
A thing that I haven't done, I've been talking for years how I want to drive over to Cleveland, Mississippi to our friend's farmer's market. Mm-hmm. And here I am. It's almost July. Have I done it? No, I've got all the time in the world right now.
Sure.
I haven't done it. It's 3 hours away.
And that's a good haul. That's a good haul to not to, you know.
I mean, because we stay.
Yeah, true.
And I go down there on Saturdays and, you know, but I haven't done it.
Yeah.
And now I can't because I'm going to be a lizard lady.
Maybe it's the time to go. Hey, Jonna. No.
Hey, Jonna.
Hello. I need some cream. Yeah, yeah, but in that is exactly right. That's exactly, and I don't want to make myself feel bad about, you know, because feeling bad about stuff, not that I'm not in the saying that you should never feel bad about stuff. I'm just saying feeling bad about what you haven't done in the past or what you weren't doing isn't serve you to go and do and change that. You know, it just makes you feel bad. And then you go back to scrolling because you feel bad. But you know, that idea of that it's within that's available to us at any time we want. You know, at any time I want, it is available to me to bring my whole self to whatever it is I'm doing. And it doesn't always work. It's not always easy. I'm not trying to be like, it's always super easy. But, you know, or even thinking about last night, and I was going to write down a couple things I started, but I'm going to continue. You know, here it is, almost the end of June, and I've got a busy July ahead, lots of fun stuff. I'm very excited. Lots of travel, different, you know, things. And that's all very exciting, and I love that. But I also was kind of thinking, how do I want July to feel? How do I want to feel?
Like root beer float.
Oh my gosh. Did you guys say that again? Because I think you couldn't hear you.
I want it to feel like a root beer float.
That is so great. That's pretty great. She wants her July to feel like a root beer float. Oh man. That sums it up right there. I can't even add anything to that. Yeah. And like, well, what does that, but just to kind of think intentionally a little bit, because we get so like even looking forward to these trips and looking forward to stuff, you know, I can get so busy in the getting ready, and even though it's exciting and all that, I don't know that I've really ever done this, so this is why it's a new, but been a little bit intentional about how do I want to feel. And I know I always, like I said, I have fun, I go and I have fun and all that, but it's like, how do I want this month to feel when I'm traveling, when I'm with good friends and family, you know, and there could be many different things for different people. Like I want it to feel really connected. I want to feel really good connection with friends and family. I want to feel, you know, relaxed and unhurried. And I want to feel, you know, excited about seeing some new thing, you know, new, whatever. Those are like very simple things. And then to kind of think through, okay, so how can I make those things happen? Or how can I help? I don't want to be like a big, like control monster, but you know, for myself, see, that's the thing.
That's the thing. You do have to kind of plan it.
You sure do.
You know, I mean, it's not, I can sit here and go, oh, I'd love for this. but at some point I have to do it. It's just not going to show up.
That's exactly right. And so I think a lot of times as women, particularly because we do so much of the weight and the, you know, kind of responsibility and burden of getting ready, especially if you're traveling. If you're traveling with mine is me. It's just me and, you know, I think I have to pack Sherlock's bag. So Tim didn't have to do that. But I got nobody, you know, worry about myself. But so much of that falls on us as moms, let alone, I mean, if you're going, I mean, like even you, I mean, we're going to plan the food. I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot to do to have the fun. Okay.
Women also, a lot of times we are creating it for other people.
Yes. Yes. You
know, just like all of our kids get to show up and other things that when we've even said it on here is I don't have to think about what I'm going to eat. No, you don't.
No.
But yes, I do. I do. Right. I know.
Exactly.
Go ahead. But that's what makes their life special too.
Yes.
You know, and that's when they look back, when I'm gone and they look back, they are going mm-hmm. to have all those warm, fuzzy memories, just like I have of my grandmother.
Yes.
You know, and it's, that's why the thing with the story of Mary and Martha bothers me a little bit.
I know you are so funny with that. It's so great. I love it. I love your honesty about it.
Well, I do. I mean, I want to be the one at the feet of Jesus.
Yep.
But the God's honest truth is come noon, those men want to eat.
Right.
Want to eat. Somebody has to do it. Now, could Jesus snap his fingers and the whole buffet be laid out? Absolutely.
Oh, you know, so great.
I know. Wouldn't that be great?
No, you're exactly right. And I think, I think what I have been thinking about, yes, there's all that kind of practical planning that has to happen to make the thing happen. And mostly the women are the ones, you know, the moms and the wives are the ones doing that. And it's, you know what? It's because we do it very well. I mean, I'm not going to, we do it well because God has equipped us to know the needs of our family and what will bless them and what will make. So we look at that as a superpower, not as a, you know, but because we know. And we can definitely enlist help. I mean, that's part of it too, is you can definitely go, this needs to be, you know, and enlist, you know, other help. But I think the thing to remember is what she's laughing.
It just reminded me when everybody came the 4th of July last year, I had beach towels for everybody. I was Lord, this is your beach towel. This is your beach towel. And this is your beach towel.
How many towels did Hudson go through?
No, when you get out of the pool, you hang it up. You're not getting another beach towel.
Yeah, it was great. No, it was. I appreciated that. I know. I love that. Because when you got a big group like that, see, because the reason you did that was because you didn't want to mess with 50,000 towels. So that was a great thing. Because you're like, here's the plan, because I don't want 50,000 wet towels in my laundry room all weekend long. So that's so important, but also to think about
foamy lemonade towels.
Don't throw me the foamy lemonade towel. I'm going to. But the thing is, don't forget, and whether or not it's at a time like this where you're kind of planning for a bigger event, a bigger group of people, or just what you said, just a normal, you know, kind of summer week. Yeah. Don't forget to do those things, plan those things for yourself that you want to do because you want to feel a certain feeling about summer. You want to experience whatever it is you want to experience. It's different, you know, maybe different for everybody. Some people want to fast paced and go and adventure and be up a mountain. And some people want to just have a peaceful, you know, early morning, whatever. But don't forget to plan that for yourself, because here's the thing. If we don't plan, sometimes what happens is if we don't plan that stuff for ourselves, then we just get bitter because nobody planned it for us.
Yeah.
And that's where I go, that's not good. That's us. That we're the problem.
Right. Yeah.
I'm the problem if I'm going to be annoyed that I had to do all this for all these people and nobody did what I wanted. That's a me problem.
That's right.
Now, I can ask someone, again, I could be like, I would love this. Could you, whatever, make that happen? Could you get the kayak down and clean it? Or could you pack a picnic? What, you know, there's ways you can do that if you want to. I have one of the coaches in my pro, the main coach, Dr. Edie. I've talked about her a million times. But anyway, you know, years ago, a few years ago, probably for her 50th birthday. So she, birthdays were always a big deal to her. She loves a party. She loves a surprise party. She loves a party. Now, this is not Holly, so please don't anybody think I'm asking for this, because I am 100% not asking for this. Please don't. But she's very, you know, loves that. Wants a big party, wants a big thing, loves the birthday, loves to celebrate it and all that stuff. And for years and years, of course, no one's doing it. Her Minnesota husband wasn't doing it for her. Legit. He's like this stoic Lutheran. And she's like, where's my party? So she decided to throw her own party. And in January, her birthday's in January. And so she started hosting these big live events. Now, again, she's using it as kind of a part of her, I'll call it her business, but she wants to get together with women and minded. So she decides to have this event and speaking and special things and surprises for people and fun and activities. And that's for her birthday, because that's what she wants to do. And so she's not sad about her birthday anymore. She doesn't feel bitter or disappointed or upset because she's taking care of it. And I'm like, oh, like, we don't need permission.
Yeah. You don't need to stand around and wait for your husband who never plans anything to do it.
Don't do it, girls. Don't do it because it is a recipe for bitterness. And It doesn't have to be. Now, don't, you know, again, I hear you. I feel you. Totally all the things.
Ladies, here's another little hint too. If there's something that you need your husband to do, like I'm looking at these windows that desperately need to be cleaned. And if I will say, hey, I've hired so-and-so to come clean our windows. Mm-hmm. Oh, he'll get the windows clean.
There you go. That's right.
If he thinks he's going to have to pay somebody,
there you go. You got to find the right entry point. You got to find the thing that works. And I know what I found that doesn't work is do this. You didn't do it. I wish it worked, but it doesn't.
You got to hurt him in the wallet there.
You do. And I have the opposite, kind of the opposite problem, because being married to an engineer and a very handy person, he wants and thinks he can do everything. And he can do a lot, but not when you work a full-time job of 50 hours a week.
And then they do, and I say that, Ron really does need to let go of some of that because it's working all the time.
Yeah.
You cannot do it.
Sure. And that's absolutely, absolutely. So we got to help them find that balance. But all that is to say, make sure, I just really have been, it's a very freeing thing. And just make sure that you don't outsource your happiness to other people. Because, and that sounds very, I don't know how else to make that statement other than if we're sitting around waiting for other people, and that could be our husband, that could be our parents, our moms, our dads, that could be our children, that we're outsourcing our emotional experience to other people. And if they don't meet and provide that emotional whatever that we want, then we feel bad and we're depressed and nobody loves us, or, you know, we feel whatever we feel because the people that we've outsourced it to have not come through for us. And half the time, they don't even know they're supposed to.
That's the truth.
They don't even know. And the other half, they got their own stuff going on. So just make sure, because again, that's a very powerful thing. Because what's weak is to outsource your emotions to other people. That's victim and that's weak. Because then it's everyone's fault I don't feel good because him, her, this, that, the other thing. And that could be situations too, not just people. We don't have this. We don't have the right house. We don't have blah, blah, blah. And so you're never happy. You're never okay because things are not meeting that whatever you need. Instead of you meet your own, you know, make sure you're meeting your own. You are responsible for your own emotions. And then you'll be happier. You'll be better off. So throw your own party. I don't even know. Put your sunscreen on and go get out in the sun. Okay. Are we ready for your recipe?
You are ready for my recipe.
You are. Well, that was totally backwards. I said, are we ready? And then you said, yes, you are ready.
We're ready.
I am ready.
You. This recipe is by my high school Spanish teacher.
Oh.
Who I absolutely adored, Senora Haynes.
Aww.
And Senora Haynes, though, was from Milan, Tennessee. And she had a very deep Southern accent. And I can tell you, I can read my entire first paragraph that I had to memorize. And it was, and I quote her, "Te gusta jugar al football? No, no me gusta. Te gusta jugar al tenis? No, no me gusta.
No me gusta.
Te gusta entonces? Me gusta comer." That's how she taught us Spanish.
Well, that's good. The football and the tennis, and I don't know what the last one was.
What do you like? Do you like to... So do you like to play soccer? No.
Oh, football. I was thinking football. We were in the South, so I was like,
right. Do soccer. Do you like to play tennis? No, no, I don't like. What do you like to do then? I like to eat.
Oh.
Me gusta comer.
Me gusta comer. Okay, I love that with the you guys. You guys were ready to go to Spain, man. You were ready to go.
I am telling you.
We like to eat.
We like to eat. My ghost.
I'm going to say that all weekend.
My ghost to come here.
My ghost to come here.
Anyway, so Senora Haynes' recipe is a girdle buster.
Oh, Lord. What? Okay. The names of these things.
Girdle buster. Now, your crust is going to be 30 Oreo cookies.
It's already good.
Yep. Crush up 30 Oreo cookies. You're going to mix it with half a cup of melted butter. You mix that together, stick it, press it down to a 9x13 pan, stick it in the freezer.
Okay.
Meanwhile, once that gets a little cool, you are going to take 1.5 quarts of ice cream. Now, her says vanilla, but y'all know how I like to play. You can use chip and mint. You can use coffee. Mm. You can use whatever ice cream that you want to use.
Okay.
All right. Your topping then. So get your ice cream, press that on top of your Oreo crust.
Soften your ice cream first, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Otherwise, you just have Oreo ball.
It's still going to be kind of lumpy, you know, just because it's...
But it won't spread. If you don't soften it, it'll just, it won't be good.
Okay. So your topping, you need to, in a saucepan, mix 1.5 cans of sweetened condensed milk, 3 squares of the three squares of the unsweetened chocolate.
Of the cooking chocolate. Yeah. In the cooking.
Half a cup of sugar. A cup of water, and a teaspoon of vanilla. Well, hold off on your vanilla for a minute.
Okay.
So mix your condensed milk, your chocolate, your sugar, and your water all in a saucepan. And you're going to cook that on medium heat until it gets thick. Now, that's a lot of water. That cup of water is a lot of water in that to try to get it to evaporate. And you want it, what you're wanting it to be, is as thick as a custard. Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So when I say thick, it needs to be cooking until it's like custardy.
Okay.
It may take you, the recipe says 5 minutes. It takes me a lot longer than 5 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It takes a lot longer. Once it thickens, then put in a teaspoon of vanilla. I mean, take it off the heat and stir in your vanilla. Let that cool slightly. Oh, well, pretty good. You don't want it to melt the ice cream.
Okay.
It cools. You're going to spread it over the ice cream and then just stick it back in the freezer until you are ready to serve it. There's some slap your mama good.
I bet that topping is serious business. Yeah, it almost, it seems like with the condensed milk, does it kind of get like caramely almost, like a chocolate? I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it just helps it to thicken up. And
thickens
yeah.
up. Oh, man.
Yep, yep, yep. So that okay. is Senora Haynes Girdle Buster.
Girdle Buster. Thank you. Thank you, Senora. Me gusta. Como. What are we saying? All I knew, Avery was the first to do Spanish, and then I had Hudson. I think he did a little bit online for when we homeschooled. And I just remember it was at some point. I can't remember it, but it was like, what was it? I had some really stupid sentence, like mucho gusto rojo abuela. It was like very good red grandma. And we still to this day kind of every once in a while go, oh, mucho gusto rojo abuela. We're like, what is wrong with you? Don't worry about it. We're bilingual. Okay. Just deal with it. Awesome. That sounds delicious. I'm not gonna lie. Okay. Are you ready for my top three?
Top three.
Ready for your top three.
Okay, number one on my top three is a Naked Sundays. Don't be dirty. Just think it's the name of the brand. Okay. Naked Sundays SPF 50 Glow Mist Setting Spray, in honor of our little discussion earlier. It's a setting spray, self-explanatory. I got it on the Amazon. Because I was just looking for something to be both the setting spray and then have a little extra, give me a little glow. Because I want to light up from space. Like I want the kind of glow that you can see me from the moon.
Oh, Glourish has a glow up, Holly.
Oh, my gosh. Do I have to peel for 10 days to get the glow? Or okay, we'll talk. Maybe I need the glow up when I'm there. Anyway, this is just a nice spray. It puts a nice fine mist. It kind of adds a little bit of glow and it's got that little bit of the SPF. Can't hurt. All right. Second thing is a protein bar. I know life is very thrilling and exciting. that's where we are. And it's by Clif Bars, but it's not their regular Clif Bars. It's the name is, they're called Builders Protein Bars by Clif. Have you had those?
I've seen them.
Okay. And there's a couple of different kinds. So, I mean, whatever floats your boat, but the kind that I got, and again, I'll stick this link in there. There seems to be two different, I think I must've gotten the low sugar variety, because that's the other thing. When I'm looking at a protein bar, I'm looking at the back of those ingredients. Cause man, the sugar, like the sugar, you guys, I'm like, if I'm, and I appreciate some sugar. Don't, I mean, you know, but I want it in my Girdle Buster. I don't want it in my protein bar or in my, that I'm trying to be a little healthier and just good nutrition. So this one is, I think it's the lower sugar because this one has 16 grams of protein and only 5 grams of sugar. I like the crispy almond salted caramel. There's like two flavors. They have another kind of the Builders that's 20 grams of protein. So that was, I almost ordered that today on the Amazon because I saw that and I was like, oh, 20, that's great. But then I looked at the sugar and it was like 12, 17 grams of sugar. And I'm just like,
yeah,
I just don't want that trade-off. So, and these, but they tasted good. They were like crunchy and crispy and they tasted good. Cause again, protein bars are,
they can be chalky.
They can. I don't really mind that protein taste. Like I have some that are a little more that, but these really were not. The IG protein bars are also good. IG is the name. And they're also good and have low sugar and a good amount of protein. So anyway, I'm trying, y'all. So that's good. Then the last thing is just a simple summertime classic is the BLT. Mm-hmm. Listen, there is about nothing better than a good BLT. I could eat that every day. with because the tomatoes are in season. You can't have it any other time of year. I mean, you can, but what's the point? Right. So you get those big farmers market, or if you grow tomatoes, those delicious tomatoes right now, you got to get your Duke's mayo. Okay, get you some Duke's, get you some sourdough, toast that up. The Wright's bacon or the what's the one there in Savannah?
Yeah, the Hitman.
Hitman, but if you can't get that, the Wright's.
Wright's thick cut.
W-R-I-G-H-T is very good. And you just put that on that sandwich. And
that Hitman rosemary garlic bacon. Mm. You can't beat it.
Mm. And listen, talk about an easy dinner. Yeah. Talk about an easy, and when you don't want to, I mean, I cook the bacon in the oven, so I'm not on a stove. You know, you do have to turn your oven on, but, and deal with all that. But I mean, you know, you got a house full of kids, and I mean, everyone loves a BLT, and they can do it kind of how they want. Hudson always just did a BL. No, yeah, he didn't like tomatoes, so this was just a BL. But you know, you just put out the big thing of lettuce, you put out, slice up the tomatoes, there's the bacon, there's your bread, there's your Duke's. Everyone go to town. So I forget about it, but it's big time BLT season, guys. So there you go. That's it. That's all I got.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Good job, Patch.
Thanks, Pellet. Oh, what a week. What a week. Well, I hope you all survive wherever you are. I hope you survive the heat and the whatever you got going on. And I hope you're enjoying summer. And we'll report back next week. No, I'll still be here. I couldn't remember where I was going to be. I got confused.
We'll be lizardy.
We will have an update on the lizard woman and see how that's going. But anyway, until then, guys, have a fantastic week and goodbye, Pellet.
See you, Patch.
I put my lip gloss on.
She, y'all, she is in the camera here, like doing her makeup.
I knew my lip gloss. Oh, it stings. Oh, it burns. What the heck? It's a plumper.
A plumper?
I forgot. I usually don't buy, I don't need the plumper.
Oh. Why does it burn?
Because they've got stuff in them, like to stimulate the blood flow to your lips. So usually the good ones are like just sort of cooling, like a pepperminty kind of cooling. But some of them, y'all, this L'Oreal, what is this one? Oh, this L'Oreal Plump Ambition Hydra something lip oil, Hyaluron lip oil.
Y'all, there are times that I'm thankful I'm not a girly girl, and this is one of them.
My lips were dry. I just wanted to put something on, if you must know. I just had dry lips, and I grabbed it downstairs, and now I realize why I don't put this one on.